This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. There are lots of distractions right now. The elections, hunting season, LSU versus Alabama. But Louisiana's budget woes continue unabated. The Board of Regents met in Ruston yesterday, and Higher Ed Commissioner Joseph Rallo says,
we had the college presidents talk about how they would adjust their budgeting if there is a mid-year cut, which we expect.
Late last week, the Joint Budget Committee finally got the fiscal year-end numbers. $313 million in the red.
So we have a shortfall of this $313 that we have to address before the end of this fiscal year.
There's also an outstanding bill for $190 million, Medicaid disallowance of advanced lease payments from the public-private partner hospitals. And then there are bills for the August floods. The negative numbers angered Prairieville Republican Representative Tony Bacala.
Tell me what we need next year. Tell me what you're going to ask for. It's important. What are y'all going to ask for next year?
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden reminded Bacala that state agencies have till November 15th to submit budget requests to him.
What that recommendation is going to be, I can't tell you. I do know, as you've heard, we got big problems on the horizon with shortfalls in revenue from the previous year and from this year, and that certainly doesn't suggest that there's going to be more money available.
Meanwhile, the tax structure reform report was released this week, suggesting reducing sales tax, cutting some income tax exemptions, and phasing out the business inventory tax. Some lawmakers are already grumbling about the report, saying the task force focused too much on raising state income instead of suggesting how to reduce state outgo. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.